traditionally someone from our church family that comes and tells us what communion means to them, and tonight it is Jessica.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, church, I'm Jessica. I'm an overcomer. I wanted to be open and honest and maybe a little bit vulnerable with you guys tonight before I give you a word on the communion. I've been struggling. I've fallen away from God, Jesus, and I stand here tonight as a human being that struggles in her relationship with God, struggles in her recovery, and is using the tools to overcome those struggles. And this is one of them, is coming up here and sharing. I've been spiritually sick and overcome by emotions of anger and fear. And 1 John chapter 4 tells us what takes away fear. Love, and not just any kind of love, perfect love, casts away fear. There's only one love in this world that is perfect, and that's the love from God the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ. And he has that love for each and every one of us. Communion is love. Communion is an act of love reciprocating another act of love that could never be fully reciprocated. God sending his Son to be the sacrifice for our sins was an act of love. Jesus coming to earth, living the perfect life, and dying on the cross so that we could be forgiven and right with God was an act of love. An act of reciprocating love that might also look like making sure your family has food on the table, feeding another person or another family. Another act of love might also look like sitting with someone for 7 hours while they do their fist step. An act of love might look like serving in your church or one of the ministries. It is the mindset in which we are doing those things, because God first loved us. When we remember the suffering of Jesus, the gift of God's love, each week, or perhaps multiple times in a week, by taking communion, we are accepting God's gift of love. We are gaining spiritual strength and stability, and we are acting in love. And when we can receive and give love, we can spread that around to all the earth and all humanity, conquering spirits of anger and fear. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Jess.